Surprised to see me here instead of Santa Claus? Well, I can't say that I blame you since it is Christmas here. Me? Just call me GB for now. We're talking the first Easter rabbit. Hit it! It was the 1980s. Ronald Reagan was president, Toto sang Africa, and Rankin Bass loosely adapted the Velveteen Rabbit. Sup dudes, it's me, your host, Little Number One, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, Easter. The podcast that talks all things Easter in the 80s. Toys, movies, special music, fads. If it was gnarly during Easter in the 80s, we got it covered. Joining me is a Totally Rad Christmas all-star, it's Little Number Two. How's it going?
Good!
Now, before we get into our topic, it's time to hit me with a toaster. Little Number Two, I'm going to ask you a question, and then you'll hit me with the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't think too long about it, then you ask me a question, okay? Here we go. Would you rather fight Gadzooks the Bear or Zero the Ice Being?
Zero, because I think I can trick him. Now, I've got one for you. Who do you think would bring you a Camp Half-Blood t-shirt, Santa or the Easter Bunny?
Santa.
Why?
I don't know. You're having Christmas with Stuffy and friends. What dessert do you bring?
Cake. What are we talking about tonight again?
The First Easter Rabbit by Rankin Bass from 1976.
Do you know the story of the first Easter Rabbit? Well, it all starts when a little girl gets a special toy.
You have been chosen to be the first Easter Rabbit.
It looks like the first Easter is well on its way, until...
It's beginning to snow.
Will this icy villain put the freeze on their Easter plans?
The snow must be up to the roof.
The First Easter Rabbit, tonight at 7:30.
Oh yeah, we just watched that the other day.
It was released on VHS in 1986. VHS, what's that?
I don't know. Maybe one of Daddy's weird 80s thingies. Anyway, I liked the special. It was funny.
What was your favorite part?
What? When he comes alive.
Not gonna lie, I thought it was a bit strange. Did you like the song, There's That Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay.
There's that rabbit, taking some blue from the sky. There's that rabbit, mixing up buttercup time. There's that rabbit, painting his green everywhere. A magical hair, that rabbit.
So this was based on a story?
Yes, a 1922 children's book by Marguerite Williams. It was adapted by Jules Bass under the pen name Julian P. Gardner. Rankin Bass tapped Burl Ives to once again narrate. He played GB, the older rabbit, telling the story.
He was the stuffed rabbit that came to life all those years ago.
Spoiler alert.
Oops, sorry. You know, his outfit reminded me of Peter Cottontail.
Maybe since he was the first Easter Bunny, he's Peter Cottontail's great-great-grandpa or something. Either way, he's old.
Like Daddy.
Old and stinky.
Stinky Daddy.
Little Number Three, what are you doing here?
Laughing at your joke.
I'm Jerry D. I like silly 80s things and pizza and Phil Collins.
Anyway, so I'm trying to remember what happens. I think first a little girl named Glinda gets a stuffed bunny for Christmas, right?
Yep, he thinks he's real, but then three rabbits kind of make fun of him for being fake. Then Glinda gets sick with scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever?
It's kind of like strep. Goes away with antibiotics. Uncle David had it.
Oh. Then all the girl's stuff had to be burned because they're infectious.
Yep.
Is this when the fairy saves him?
Uh-huh. A sprite named Calliope.
My name is Calliope. I take care of all the playthings that the children have loved. And when they're old or worn out, then I come and take them away with me and turn them into real.
Why? Wasn't I real before?
You were real to the little girl who loved you, and now you should be real to everyone.
Stuffy was mystified, but he hadn't heard the most important part.
Now that you are real, I have a special mission for you. You have been chosen to be the first Easter rabbit.
She makes him real.
Yeah, he's real and joins the three rabbits from earlier. They meet Santa, who shows them Easter Valley. It's like the Savage Land in X-Men, a beautiful little springtime area in the middle of the North Pole.
Ha! But there's no pterodactyl man like Sauron there.
Now, but speaking of Sauron, there's an ice being named Zero. He's kind of like Tolkien's Sauron if Winterbolt was Morgoth.
What?
Never mind. Anyway, he has a living snowball named Bruce.
Ha!
Santa and the three rabbits help Stuffy prepare for Easter by painting eggs and making presents for Glinda's hometown.
But Zero finds the secret way to Easter Valley and steals the golden Easter lily. It keeps the valley always in spring.
It snows a lot.
Right, they get snowed in.
Now I've got it all. The valley and the golden lily are mine.
Gee, Zero, are you just gonna leave them snowed in like that? Ooh, they may never get out.
Bruce? Who cares? Let them all freeze for all I care.
Bruce feels guilty and remorsefully tells Santa about what happened. He rescues them and helps them make their Easter delivery. Stuffy gives Glinda a new Easter bonnet.
Glinda's doctor brings her a new Easter dress, and together with her mom, they go to the Easter parade.
I bet they smoochy kissed.
That's where we get the song Easter Parade.
In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter Parade.
Then Santa makes Zero give the lily back.
I'm warning you, Zero. Either you put the golden Easter lily back in the valley so that springtime can come back, or I'm moving out of the pole. I've got a good offer from the South Pole, you know, and I've been considering it.
You'd leave me all alone here? No elves, no Sunday night dinner with Mrs. Claus's home cooking and those little noodles. No midnight rides with the reindeer.
Zero learns that everything's better with friends.
And Easter Valley is spring again. The three rabbits call Stuffy GB, which means Great Bunny.
And that's that.
I have a question. If you could be in this special, who would you be?
I don't know. Santa?
Glinda?
Hey, what are you guys doing in there? That's my recording stuff. Get away from me.
Get out of here, you rascal. What are you guys doing in here?
Gotta go.
Later, dudes.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Always cleaning up after their messes. Well, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade, so check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like Stuffy seeing Glinda again, leave us a review in iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Bye, and yes, happy Easter. Later, dudes.